Meditation 22, Being Kind. I'm all in for being good to myself. I've spoken before about self-compassion. I've recently been reading about metta meditation, the art of practicing loving kindness. Encouraged to be mindful, I share that it's a bit more complicated than just being good to myself. But what to call it? Metta meditation is about being kind to myself, yes, but also to others. This can be hard. We're so focused on ourselves, especially with mindfulness activities, that it can be, well, maybe not hard, just different. To focus on someone else when they're not even in the room with me while I practice it. I also don't have to have loving feelings for the person or people I'm being kind to. Interesting. I guess I'll just call it being kind. Let's practice. We always want to be comfortable when we meditate, so, as usual, find yourself a comfortable position, whatever that is for you. Sitting down, laying back in a big comfy chair, or even laying down. The mind will be expected to work now, and we don't want distractions from our body, so dig in and be comfortable. Focus yourself. Center yourself. Use your breath to help to guide you into experiencing this one moment. With intention, breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth. Continue in this fashion and allow your mind to notice the rise and fall of your chest as you continue breathing. Now, we'll want to reduce the light around you. If you're comfortable with this, gently close your eyes. I love this part. I hope you feel the immediate sense of peace and calm just from the simple act of closing your eyes and listening to your breath. Maybe yesterday was very productive, or maybe it wasn't. Life throws so much our way that it can be hard. So be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Focus on your breathing. Feel the oxygen nourishing your body and your mind. You work hard. At work, school, at home, and maybe in relationships. Allow yourself this time to be comfortable. You deserve comfort and peace and calm and joy. Imagine the feeling of joy permeating through your body, almost even permeating through your very soul. This is wonderful. Be glad for yourself. Accept yourself just as you are. You are strong and passionate and kind. Feel your kindness as you appreciate these moments that you give yourself. Now, think on someone who is important to you. It's with these people that sometimes we can have not so kind moments. We don't feel non-kindness from our bones and our heart. It's just sometimes it's easier to hurt someone you love. Let's work on that. This person is important to you in so many ways. They are there for you, and you care for them deeply. You are thinking about them now with such compassion and kindness, and warmth and love. This warm feeling is filling your body, radiating. Next time you're with them, remember these feelings and be kind to them. Tell them how much they mean to you and show them through small but thoughtful ways a note, a text, maybe even a kiss on the forehead. There is no better time than right now for you to dedicate yourself to being kind.